We left off on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis and the fourth wide line at the two dots in the fourth wide line Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, "Hanirtza v'anim kol oved chav meino oved lo saben v'lo sabas." That someone who is nirtza, who had the ear piercing to stay on as an eved ivri, and someone an eved ivri who is sold to a guy, does not work for the son or the daughter of the initial master. If the master dies, even if he has Yarshim, if he has a son or a daughter, the Eved does not work for them, the Eved rather goes free. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we know all these halachas from? Nirtza d'chsiv ratz adonav es azno b'martzeh avava d'liolam. Pasuk says that when he goes to the Ritzia, he works for that master forever. So we darshan, yeah, he works for him forever, v'los haben v'asabas, but he does not work for his children forever. As soon as that master is gone, so too is the avdus. Nimka lovit kulchav minayin. How do I know that if an eved ivri is sold to a guy, that he also doesn't work for him forever, that he also doesn't go to his children? Amr chiskiya, amr kra, v'chishevim konehu, v'lo imyorshe konehu, that you negotiate with the person, the guy who bought him, in order to free him from the service of the guy, but not with the yorshe konehu, not with the yorshim of that guy, because it's unnecessary. Once it's at the stage of yorshim, the eved ivri is already out. Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, Ovid Kochavim Yarishas Aviv, Shinemar Vachishivim Kono Vilom Yorshekneo. On a Daraisa level, a guy does Yarshin his father, because from the fact that it says that we have a drasha that tells me that the Eved Ivri only works for the guy, but not for the guy's child, he doesn't go be Yerusha to the child of the guy, Machal Disla Yarshin. That implies that generally there is Yerusha. If generally there was no Yerusha, it would be obvious that the Eved Ivri doesn't go to the child of the guy. Obviously, therefore, there is Yerusha, and that's why we need a pasuk to tell me, but the Eved Ivri is not something that goes be Yerusha. However, the halacha that a ger will yarshin his father, who is a guy, is not a din d'oraisa, that's only a din d'rabbanan. Titnan, ger v'ovid chavim sheyarshu asaviyem, if you have a guy and a ger who are siblings, who are brothers, that yarshin their father, ovid kochavim sheyarshu asaviyem ovid chavim, who yarshin their father, who is a guy, the ger can say to the guy, you take the avodah zarah in our father's possessions, I'll take the money, I'll take the cash. Obviously the ger can't take the avodah zarah, it's aser to him. So he says, you take the avodah zarah, you'll be happy with it, and I'll take the money. You'll take all the yayin nesach, which is aser to me, I'll take the fruits. Mishabol urshus ger aser. Once, however, let's say they already split the Yerusha, and the ger was given Yayin Nesech as part of his Yerusha, and he was given Avodah Zarah as part of his Yerusha, he then can't go to his brother and say, let me trade you the Yayin Nesech or the Avodah Zarah for money or for fruit. Because at that point, if he does that, he's getting Hana'ah from the Avodah Zarah, because he's directly trading the Avodah Zarah for something that he can benefit, that he would enjoy. But if you would say that the Yerusha is Da'oraisa, that a ger yarshins his father on a Da'oraisa level, why would it make a difference whether it already came into his rishus or did not yet come into his rishus? Either way, he's trading it off. He's trading off avodah zarah for something that he's going to get hanah from, for something that he's going to enjoy, like peros or money. Because if there's a din of yerusha mida'oraisa, if there's a din of Yerusha Mida Araisa, the halacha would be that as soon as the parent dies, as soon as the father dies, half of everything belongs to the child who is a ger. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether he ever takes possession of it, or just cheshbens out that I'm going to take peros keneged the Yayin Nesach, I'm going to take money keneged the Avodah Zarah. That's trading off the Yayin Nesach and Avodah Zarah for peros and for money. So it wouldn't make a difference. So what do you see? It must be Elamid Rabbanan. It's only a Din Rabbanan that the ger gets any Yerusha at all. On a Darais level, he's not related to his father anymore, and he shouldn't get any Yerusha. It's only a Rabbanan that could that he gets Yerusha. Elam gzeiruhu da'avud da'avud rabbanan shem yachso l'suro. It's a gzeiru the rabbanan made that we're afraid that if he doesn't get a Yerusha, he's going to be chozer l'suro. He's going to go back to his old ways as a guy. And we're afraid that if we tell him that he's totally cut off from his parents' Yerusha, then he's not going to be, he's going to regret having become a ger, and he's going to go back to his old religion. So says Tosos, What's that going to help him? Once he already became a ger, he's kekatan shenolad. He's a Jew now. If a ger decides that he's going to convert back to the other religion, whatever he started out life as, he halachically he's not now a Christian Muslim or whatever. Halachically, he's still a Jew. He's just a Yisrael mumar. So it's not going to help him Yarshin his father, meaning if we're controlling the Yerusha anyway, it's not going to help him get the Yerusha. What motivation would he have to be Chozel L'Suro? Being Chozel L'Suro is, if the halacha is that a ger is not Yerusha's father who's a guy, being Chozel L'Suro won't change that. He's still not going to Yarshin his father who's a guy. The truth is a strange question. I thought that the answer is simply that he doesn't want to be written, meaning he's afraid that halachically he's now going to be able to yarshin his father as a guy. It's that he's now going to have motivation to want to go back to his family and say, look, I'm back to the way you remember me. Now include me in the give me the Yerusha, and they'll be happy to give it to him. But Pashas doesn't sound, meaning Pashas is really not that way. Pashas is like Tosfos says that we're afraid he's going to go back, and when he goes back, he somehow thinks he's going to be entitled halachically to the Yerusha. Tosfos says that the reason that we're afraid of it is not that he's actually going to be entitled to the Yerusha, but rather sheyitalios lochelak Yerushas aviv. He makes a mistake. He doesn't know the halacha. He thinks that if he converts back, he thinks it's an option, and that if he converts back, now halachically he's going to be given his father's Yerusha. Now the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos and Demai have Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a suffix. What if he in fact is Chozel L'Suro? What if he in fact decides to convert back? So do we give him a knas now? Is it only a gezeira he gets Yerusha Shema Yachzor L'Suro? So that's why we give him the Yerusha. But if he's in fact Chozel L'Suro, we say, all right, well, the gezeira didn't work, so now we're going to make the knas that he's not going to receive the Yerusha, that the halacha is he shouldn't receive the Yerusha. Do we say no? As long as he's a ger, when his father dies, he's going to yarshin his father. He happens to do averus, and he happens to decide to convert back to whatever religion it is. Well, that's not our business. The halacha is that when he's a ger, he yarshins his father, and that's the din midrabanan. So that's a suffix that Rabbi Akiva Eiger has. The Chassam Sofer has a lashon in his chidushim on Shas over here by this idea of Shema Yachzor L'Suro. So the Chassam Sofer has a lashon that he says v'lo amrinan. Chassam Sofer says, well, what's going on over here? We're going to be matir in Issur D'Oraisa. Really, he doesn't get Yerusha. So we're going to allow him to go take Yerusha because we're afraid he's going to go be Chozel L'Suro. Meaning we're going to allow him to take Chilufei Avodah Zarah. We're going to allow him to take money, Keneged Avodah Zarah, that his brother, the guy, is taking, which essentially is Chilufei Avodah Zarah, because we're afraid we don't want to turn him off. So really, we allow Yisurim Daraisa because we're afraid of turning people off. He says Chassam Sofer, "Dechalila lahatir shum iser leposhim kedei shelo yamir atzmo." God forbid, says Chassam Sofer, to allow an iser for some posheya who was in the hopes that our allowing Yisurim Daraisa will somehow bring him closer to Judaism. He says, God forbid, yamir v'yamir v'anachnu toras elokeinu nishmar v'nigdar pirtzas agdarim. Chassam Sofer, very much in his style, says, let him go off the derech, let him do his thing. He wants to be a bad Jew. Let him go be a bad Jew. But we're still going to observe the Torah. We're not going to break down of the laws of the Torah just because this guy decides he's not going to be religious. Rather, he says, what you have to say over here is that the entire Yerusha is Rabbanan, and the way it works is not that the Rabbanan allowed Chilufei Avodah Zarah. No. The Heim Amru Shalo Yikna Ger Ad Achar Chaluka Kedei Shalo Yeh Chilufei Avodah Zarah Kedei Shalo Yachzor L'Suro. The Rabbanan are in control of Kinyanim. So the Rabbanan made a takana that his Kinyan doesn't happen at the Shas Misa. That his Kinyan only begins once he's already taken that which is mutter to him. So when he takes that which is mutter to him, the peros, the money, that's when he's kona something in his father's estate. Unlike a normal Yerusha, where you're kona as soon as the person dies, and then it's going to be chilufei avodah zarah that he takes whenever he switches it up, No, his kinyan is going to be different. He's only going to be koneh from the moment that he takes that which is mutter to him. Tosos over here also, in Dibra Maskel, Chilufi Avot Chavim Kashakil, raises another issue. He says maybe the reason has nothing to do with whether Yerusha's Drabban or Daraisa. He says, Vein Lomer Taimim Mishum Breira. Maybe it all has to do with Breira. Kilomar. Maybe the idea is that when he takes the money and when he takes the peros, we rely on Breira to say this was his chelek all along. Maybe there's just an issue of Breira. It's not an issue of chilufi avodah zara. So he says, Dimkein afilu bolu reshuso nami yehi mutar mehai time. He says, no, it can't be a Breira issue, because if it were an issue of Breira, then it wouldn't matter whether he ever took possession, whether it ever entered his rishus, whether the avodah zara or the ayin nesach ever entered his rishus. Either way, we would be able to say, now that they've split it, it's huvra adavar l'mafreya, that this was his the entire time. So it wouldn't make a difference. We have a similar, the Rashba here brings up, we have a similar case in the Mishnah Meseches Demai, Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah tells us that if you have a chaver in Amma Aretz who yarshin their father, who's in Amma Aretz, and the father left some fruits that had maestros taken, and other fruits that were not musarim, that didn't have maestros taken, the chaver could say to his brother, who's in Amma Aretz, you take the peros shebemakom ploni, and I'll take the peros shebemakom ploni, even though that Yerusha is certainly Da'oraisa. The Rashba raises this as a question. He says, wait a second, if that Yerusha is certainly Da'oraisa, we're trying to prove that you can only pull this switch and this deal because your Yerusha is only Drabanan. There is no Yerusha Da'oraisa. If there were a Yerusha Da'oraisa, then you can't do this because you're switching Avodah Zarah for something of value. Well, apparently in the mission over there, we have no problem. Even if the Yerusha is Da'oraisa, we allow him to make a deal with his brother, who's an Amaretz. So the Rashba says you have to be mechalik between min echad and shnei minim. He says when it's min echad, when there's one min in the picture, when it's all apples, it's all fruits that they're splitting, and some are musarim and some are not. So the din of Yerusha Daraisa says that I get 50% of the apples. It doesn't say which 50% of the apples I get. So I can say that it's I can rely on the Breira for that, to say that I get the 50% that's mutter to me. But over here, when we're talking about Avodah Zarah versus money, we're talking about Yayin Nesech versus Peros, if there were Yerusha Daraisa says I get 50% of each item. And therefore, I would get 50% of the Avodah Zarah, 50% of the Yayin Nesech, and it's clear that I'm trading the money and the peros for the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Nesech. But if it were all Yayin, some were Yayin Nesech, and some were Mutter Yayin, then Ein Achinami. Even if it were Yerusha Daraisa, it would be okay. I could just say, my chelek in the Yayin is the Mutter Yayin, is the Yayin that's kosher, is not the Yayin Nesech. Okay, says Maravaita, Tanya Nami Hachi, by Medvar Mamun Kshiyarshu, Avok Shin Shtatfu Asir, that this whole idea of trading off the one for the other only works with the Yerusha of the ger from his father, but not when he has a shutfus with a guy, because then it's obviously a real trade-off, and he's really getting enough from Avodah Zarah. Ovid chav mes ager v'geres ager ein lo midivir tevar lo midivir sofrim. The halacha of a guy yarshining a ger, his father who's a ger, or a ger yarshining his father who's a ger, is not a halacha on a daraisa level or a drabanan level, meaning there is no yerusha on a daraisa or a drabanan level for a guy from his father who's a ger, or for a ger from his father who's a ger. Ditnan love most men agershin is guy ruban of imo. If you borrow money from a ger whose father, whose children rather were Megayer with him, lo yachsir lebanav, you do not return the money to his children from hichsir en ruach ham nochemenu. And if you do return the money to his children, the ruach hachamim is not at ease with him. So what does that mean? The ruach hachamim is not nochemenu. So I always thought it meant the rabbis are upset at you. They don't want you to return the money to this guy. If you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says ein das hachamim nocha aleihem b'maasav kolomar. Meaning, the Rabbanan don't give him a pat on the back. He doesn't get punished, doesn't get a pat on the back. We don't frown upon him, we don't smile upon him. We simply have no reaction. It's a totally parav reaction. Meaning, we had before, when you say, ein noche, does it mean it's the opposite of noche, or does it mean it's just not noche? Meaning, is it when you say, like we said in last week's parasha, lo tov heyos adam levado, does it mean it's simply not good, or it's the opposite of good? So we pointed out that low has a strong connotation of the opposite. Ain has a connotation of simply not. It's not. It's not noche. So that's how Rashi understands. Ain ruach chacham noche menu. The ruach chacham is not noche. It's not particularly upset at him, but it's not noche menu either. This the Shar Mitzvah Balacha relates this to the Shitas Ha'aruch, the famous Shitas Ha'aruch in Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey and Masechet Ksubos, where it talks about a psik reshe delo nichale. So what's a psik reshe delo nichale? When I do something on Shabbos, it's a psik reshe. I open up the fridge and the light turns on, so that's a psik reshe. So let's say it's something, it's a malacha that happens, it's lo nichale. So what does it mean, lo nichale? Does it mean something I don't like, or something that I don't care about? So the Aruch says, lo nichale means it's something that I don't have any positive feelings about, but no negative feelings about it either. It's not that I necessarily don't like it. It's lo ichbat le, it's that you don't care about it. Similar here. Ein daschach, ein racham noche menum just means power of feelings. Whereas Tosus sheet over there is that lo nichale means that I really don't like it, not just lo ichbat le. Anyway, so frankly, Gemara v'atani racham noche menum, but don't we have a brisa that says that ruachamim is noche menu, that the rabbis are very happy with him when you return the money to the child who's a ger, the son of a ger? So it says Gemara lo kasha, kancha rasav ledos shlobekdusha, kancha rasav shlobekdusha ledos shlobekdusha. It depends if he was conceived after his parents were already Jewish. If he was conceived after his I'm sorry, if he was if he was born after his parents were already Jewish. Clearly he was conceived before his parents were Jewish. Question is, was he born after his parents were already Jewish? That's what this will depend on, whether Ruach Ham Noche Menu or not. Well, which way does it go then? Which way is Ruach Ham Noche Menu? So Tosos quotes a Rashi over here that doesn't exist in our versions of the Rashi. So we'll just look at it in Tosos. Pirush Bekuntros, so first look at Dibur Maskel. Kansho Rasho Shlo Begdusha V'Leidos Begdusha. When he was conceived before the conversion, but born after the conversion, Pirush Bekuntros, Az Racham Noche Menu. Then it's okay to pay him back, because he's so much closer to being a Jew, meaning he's not just a ger, now he's almost like a real Jew, like a born Jew, because when by the time he was born, his parents were already Jewish, so for that, the Chum are happy with you giving the money back to him. So Frek tells us, wait a second though, this is against Gemara and Baba Basra, V'temi, the Perk, Nisha Meskabi Uvda Di Isru Giyura, Havale Tleshav, Izuzi Be Rava, Pirush Be Pikadon, Ki Kashach, Ivka Amar Rava, Heichu Liknenu, Rav Mari, Lahanu Zuzi. Basically, Rava owed money to the Rav Mari, the son of Issur Giora, Giora because he was a ger, and Rava said, should I give the money to the son? Mashma de Rava lo ratzel l'shalem the Rav Mari bar Rachel. Rava didn't want to pay Rav Mari bar Rachel. Elohi rotzel l'zakos ben. He wanted to keep the money. V'hashem chiloi rotzel shed ruacham noche menu. Did he not want the rabbis to be happy with him? Meaning, if you can say ruacham noche menu, it is when the person was conceived shelo b'kedusha, but born b'kedusha. Why didn't Rav want to pay that back? Shai Rav Mari bar Rachel harasu shelo b'kedusha leidos b'kedusha ava. The Metzius says Rav Mari bar Rachel was one of those people. He was harasu shelo b'kedusha leidos b'kedusha. And the case was Rav was watching a pikadon for the father. The father died. Why didn't Rav want to pay it back? So it says Tosfos, no problem. V'om Rabbi Natan til gabe halva asha aslo tova. Ein ruacham noche, ruachacham noche menu, the gears is a problem. Ruacham noche menu shemashalm ra'atachas tova. When do we say it's ruacham noche menu to pay it back? That's when the guy lent you money. The guy lent you money and you're not going to pay it back to his kid? What kind of ingrate are you? Right? That's ruacham noche menu to pay it back, because it's really not nice to not pay it back. Aval hasam, but in the case of Rava, who did who a favor? The guy didn't lend Rava money. Rava was doing him a favor watching his pikadon. Avlasam pikadon avadra, but Rava tarach l'shamram. Rava was the one who was doing him a favor. So it's not considered ungrateful for Rava to not pay him back. And therefore it has nothing to do with the sugya of ruacham nochem and or not. Says Tosos, however, ve'ein nir l'ri l'chale klal ben mivl pikadon. The Ri doesn't think you can make such a distinction. Ela nir l'ri l'faresh, so the Ri rather explains our chilek between the case of Leidasa B'Kedusha and Leidasa Shalom B'Kedusha in the opposite direction. That Harasa Shalom B'Kedusha, Leidasa B'Kedusha, Ein Racham Noche Menu. When he was born after the conversion, so then the Chacham don't want you to pay it back. Why? Lefi Shu Karov Lioski Yisrael. Since people are so likely to become confused between him and a born Jew, people might make a mistake if you pay it back and you treat him as a full-fledged Jew. People might think he's a Yisrael Gomer. And let's say there are three brothers. One of them is this kid, he's the Bukhar, the kid who's and there are two other brothers. And the second brother has a wife and dies without any children. So this kid is going to do Yibum, and people are going to think, okay, mitzvah's done, he did Yibum, it's all over. But the halacha is not so, because he's a ger, he's not a Jew. So they're going to think, Gain is a kukal lachav, that the next brother doesn't have to do Yibum anymore. Shaisa rasam leidasam b'kedusha. They're going to assume that even the full-fledged Jew brother is not going to have to do Yibum when it's not true. So that's why we have to take extra precautions when it comes to someone who you might confuse with a born Jew to not treat as such. So that's the opposite view of the way Tosfos quoted Rashi. Anyway, Vayter in the Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chav Yorish Sav Dvar Torah, a guy yarshens his father on the right level, the Chsiv Ki Yerushalayis and Nasati Asar Seir. How do I know it? Not from where Rava said, I know it from Chishivim Konev Lom Yorshe Konev. He says, no, it's based on an earlier pasuk, based on the pasuk. Not really earlier, but based on a pasuk that relates to Esav, that Yerusha Esav Nasati Yashar Seir, that Esav gets a Yerusha. So you see, a guy inherits his father on a Daraisa level, because Esav gets a Yerusha. So Frekling Mar Vidimli Sol Mumar Shiny. What do you mean? Esav's not a guy, Esav's a Yisrael Mumar. He's a Jew who went off the Derech. This is a big question. Is that true? Esav doesn't count as a guy, he counts as a Jew who goes off the derech. The obvious kasha is, Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph says, G'darshan Zapasa, Ki bi Yitzchak Yikari L'chazera, Bi Yitzchak V'lo Kol Yitzchak. Avram Avinu was told that within Yitzchak, his zera is going to come. The nation that's going to come from is going to come from within Yitzchak. And we darshan, from Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak's children are going to be included in the Bnei Avram. So you see, Esav is not included. Yaakov is. Esav's out. Esav's not a Jew. So what does the Gemara mean over here that he's a Yisrael Mumer? So I saw the Shar Mitzvah Balacha raises the question. It jumps out at you. He doesn't really answer it. Meaning he suggests that maybe Esav's children aren't Jewish, but he himself had a status as a Yisrael Mumer, which maybe, I just don't know how we know that. In terms of Yisrael Mumer receiving Yerusha, it sounds like our Gemara is saying over here, maybe a guy doesn't receive Yerusha. It's just the Yisrael Mumer who receives Yerusha. So the Rambam in Hilchos Nachlos, Perek Vav, Alach Yud Beis, says even though the Gemara sounds like a Yisrael Mumer does receive Yerusha, he says, Imro'u ha-Bezdin l'kanso ha-Rishus bi-Adam. If the Bezdin wants to give a knas to him, they're allowed to and not give him Yerusha. V'im yesh lo banu b'Yisrael, let's say this Yisrael Mumer has children who are regular observant Jews, so we skip a generation, the Rambam says. Tinas in Yerusha Savi and a Mumar Lahen. Instead of going giving the Yerusha to their father who's a Mumar, we give it to the children who are religious Jews. V'cheina minag tamid b'marav, he says that was always the minag. Good, Magen Mishnah discusses this further, but that's but the Gemara at least makes it sound like Yisrael Mumar technically should get a Yerusha. So now Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin says, okay, you're right. We're not going to learn from Esav that a guy yarshens his father El Mayhacha. We'll learn from the following. Ki levnei lot and asati asar Yerusha. So the Bnei Lot got a Yerusha. So you see that a guy gets Yerusha. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, my time alone, Rabbi. Now, why didn't Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin just say, like Rabbi said, v'chishevim konei v'loam yarshe konei, as our source? So miksa v'chishevim konei v'loam yarshe konei, it doesn't say v'lom yarshe kanehu, meaning that's something we added to the pasuk, but since it's really a bit of a stretch from the original pasuk, it's hard to say that that's a great source for a guy not yarshening. V'rava my time alom Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, why didn't Rava want to say from Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin's pasuk about Lot that we see from Lot's children getting Yerusha that a guy gets Yerusha? Mishum kvodo d'Avram shiny, because the kavod of Avram Avinu is different. Maybe Lot's children only get Yerusha not because goyim in general get Yerusha, but because of the honor of Avram Avinu to treat Lot properly. Tan Rabbanan, Yesh be'ivri shein be'ivri yav, Yesh be'ivri yav shein be'ivri. There are halachos by an Eved Ivri that don't apply to an Ivri yav, and vice versa. Yesh be'ivri, something that's unique to an Eved Ivri that doesn't apply to an Ivri yav, shu yotze b'shanum b'yovel b'misas adon, that he goes free when he finishes his 6 years, when Yovel comes, and when the master dies. Mashein kein be'ivri yav, none of which is true about the Ivri yav. The Gemara is going to question that really does seem that it is true about the Ivriya, so we'll get to that. Also, what's interesting is the idea of an Eved Ivri going free with Misas HaAdon. Not only did we not have that before, we actually learned the opposite before. We learned that when the Adon dies, if the Adon has a male child, the Eved Ivri works for the son. Ben, he's Oved as a Ben, Velo as a Bas. So there's no such thing as Misas HaAdon setting an Eved Ivri free. It only sets him free if there's no son for him to work for. So Mesh Chachman, Parshas Re'eh, says that it's a Tal Sofer in the Gemara. Can't be that Misas HaAdon is not something that says an Eved Ivri free. The Eish Bivriya, Shari Ivriya, Yotz B'Simanu Menim Mekaris Finishness. Ivriya has certain halachos that don't apply to an Eved Ivri, namely that she goes free when she physically matures, and she can't be sold twice. Umaftinos Abal Karcha, and she could be redeemed against his will. The Gemara will discuss against whose will. Masha'in came be Ivriya, as opposed to by an Eved Ivri, none of this applies. Amar Mar, so let's go analyze this now. Yesh Bivri, Shem Bivriya. We said that there are certain halachos that apply to an Eved Ivri of how he goes free that don't apply to an Amayivriya. The Mishnah says that in addition to all the ways the Eved Ivri goes free, the Amayivriya has another way to go free, but it implies clearly that she goes free in all the ways the Eved Ivri goes free also. No, the case where she won't go free in all the ways the Eved Ivri goes free is if the master already did Yiyut, meaning he married her. So once he married her, you're not going to say that she goes free in all those ways with the Shanim and Yovel and everything else. So Fregimar Yada Pshita Gita Bayah. Of course she doesn't go free if he married her. If he married her, she needs a get, right? So it's obvious that she doesn't go free. So Sagmar, Mal de Temelo Liftala Hilchsamina, Kamashman. I might have thought that even though he did Yiyud, since when he initially acquired her was as an Amma Ivriya, she should still go free with all the ways that an Eved goes free. Kamashman, that it doesn't work that way. But wait a second. If we're talking about a case where he married her, why should she go free when she physically matures? Your wife doesn't leave when she physically matures. So says Gmar Hachikamar, Im lo yada yotza af bisimanim. All it means to say is, had he not done Yiyud, then in addition to all the ways an Eved Ivri goes free, she would go free bisimanim as well. But of course, if he does yield in a chinami, she does not go free with simanim. Then in the Makaris Venishnas, the Bryce also said she can't be sold twice. Machal David Ivri Nimka Venishna, that implies that an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. Vatanya, but don't we have a Bryce of Gnevas of Lubakfelo? That an Eved Ivri is sold when he steals, but not, and meaning for failure to pay back that which he stole, but not for failure to pay back the kefel of that which he stole. If he could pay it back once and he just can't pay back the double, which is chayiv, he's not going to be sold for that. He's going to be sold if he stole something, but not if he was an Eid Zomim on a Dine Mamanus case, and that's why he owes money. You're not going to be sold as an Eved Ivri for that. Bignevaso, and then the final drush is, Kim Shem Kapa Machashu Viyata Rashi Lemokro, once he sold once, you don't sell him again. So you see that an Eved Ivri also can't be sold twice. It's not only by Nama Ivriya. By the way, just as a parenthetical note, the Chuvas HaRash in Klal Samaches writes that if a guy owes money, he borrowed money and he owes money to somebody, not that he stole, he borrowed money from somebody and he owes the money, he's also not sold as an Eved Ivri. Bignevasa velo bechovo. He sort of makes his own drasha that the Gemara is the way he reads the Gemara is bignevaso is just to be taken literally. It's dafka bignevaso. It's not that he's making his own drasha that the Gemara didn't make. That's part of the Gemara's drasha. The Gemara, when it keeps saying bignevaso velo be this velo be that, is just saying take bignevaso very literally. That's the only way he can be sold. But anyway, you see that he can't be sold twice. So amrav lo kasha kan bignevachas kan b'shte gnevos. It depends. Depends whether he stole once or he stole twice. Meaning, if he stole once, and he's not worth all. Meaning, he stole $1,000 worth, but he's only worth $500. So in that case, we're not going to sell him for half his worth and then sell him again after he finishes his 6 years for the other half of the of that which he stole. But if he stole twice, he stole, he was sold, serves his 6 years. After the 6 years, steals again, so then we will sell him twice. So there is no halacha that an Eved Ivri cannot be sold twice. He can be sold twice. He just has to time it right to be sold twice. But if it's one din Torah, he's not going to be sold twice. Amalei Abaye b'gnevaso tuva mashma. But Abaye says, what are you talking about? B'gnevaso sounds like he can be sold multiple times. Elam Rabbi lo kasha kan ba'adam echa kan b'shnei adam. No, it all depends if he stole from one person or if he stole from multiple people. If you look at Rashi, kan ba'adam echa cha'amad b'din b'bas achas, enu nimkar v'nishna. If he had one Amida Bedin, he's not going to be sold twice. Afilu Begnevos Harbe, even if he stole multiple times, David Dumya Da Achas, Hakasavotzia Blashon Yachid, because that's like he stole once. When he stole from multiple times, but it's all one din Torah, so then it's going to be considered like he stole once. Al Bishne Bnei Adam, Shemamidimos Ashtepam Bedin, Nimka Bishvil Kalachas Va'achas. But if there are two people that he stole from and he has two Dine Torah, he sold for each one. And the same would be true, Rashi says, Vodinim Ganav Amad Bedin Vinimkar Vachazar Ganav Mishiyatzachav Shechozar Vinimkar. It could even be from one person, but if he stole, was Omid Bedin, got sold, then when he got out, stole again, was Omid and is Omid Bedin, he can get sold again. Okay, anyway, that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosus is a totally different understanding of El Shaka Vitaria, which we're not going to have time to cover today, but Tosus is going to point out that Rashi's understanding of the Gemara is against the next five lines of Gemara. So that's going to be our problem. Tan Rabban, Gnevo Elef Shavah Chamesh Meos. Let's say he stole $1,000 worth and he's only worth $500. Halach is Nimkar V'chozer V'nimkar. He sold twice to make up for the whole $1,000. Gnevo Chamesh Meos V'shavah Elef. What if he stole $500 but he's worth $1,000? So then Enu Nimkar Klal. You can't sell him because it's going to make more money than he's worth. Than the stealing was than he owes. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar disagrees, says Mahi Gnevo Kenegdo Memkar V'nimkar V'nlav Enu Nimkar. If he stole corresponding exactly to what he's worth, then you sell him. If it's not an exact correspondence, you do not sell him at all. Meaning, even if he stole for more than he's worth, he simply does not get sold. That's what Tos points out is against Rashi. The idea that if a guy stole more than he's worth, that you would sell him once but not twice, is against everybody over here. The Tanakhama says you would sell him twice, and Rabbi Lazar says you wouldn't sell him at all. So to suggest at any point in the Gemara that you would sell him once, but not twice, seems to be incorrect, Tosfos says. So Tosfos has a whole different reading of the Gemara. Amar Rava, Bahaza Kinu Rabbi Lazar Rabban. Rabbi Lazar really has a good point against the Rabbanan. The Maishna Gnevo Chamesh Meos V'Shava Elef Dei Nimkar De Nimkar Kulo Amarachman V'Lochetzio. Why do you think it is that everyone agrees that if he stole $500 and he's worth $1,000, that he can't be sold? Because the pasuk says he is sold in his entirety, and you don't sell half of him. So that's why he's only sold if he's not sold if he's worth more than that which he stole. Hachanami, so it makes sense to make the same drasha on the reverse side, that nimkar b'gnevaso, amar Rachman of Allah, nimkar b'chatzi gnevaso, that a man is sold for his stealing, but not for half of his stealing. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar seems to have a much stronger point than the Tanakhama. Fine. Umaftino sabal karcho. The Braisa also said that we are poda the Ami Ivriya, we redeem her from her avdus against his will. So against whose will? Savar Rava lemeimer bal karcho di adon. So Rava thought to say that it should be against the adon's will is what it means to say. Amle abai my nihu. So what does that mean against his will? It means we write him a shtar that she owes you the rest of the value of her avdus that really that you were entitled to. So am I? That's really not fair to the guy, because he had something precious. He had her, and she can produce, and she can work, and she can do things for him. And now we give him a piece of paper? And how do we know if she's ever going to be able to pay that off? We don't know if she's ever going to be able to make the money to pay this off. So we give him a piece of paper in place of something valuable? It can't be. It can't be that we're going to force the Adon to do that. That's not fair. Ela amar Abaye bal karche da'av. No, when we say it's bal karche, it means against the father's will, mishum pegam mishpacha. Because of the pegam mishpacha involved for the broader family, if a girl remains as Nama Ivriya, it's not a nice thing in your family. It's not good for shiduchim. You know, when there's a member of the family that's nami ivriya. So the father, even though he's not interested in redeeming her, the rest of the family can influence him in that direction. Then the same should apply to an eved ivri. We should be able to force the father to redeem the eved ivri because of pegam mishpacha. So says Gemara, no. Hadar azal mas ben nafshe. Thing with the eved ivri is, even if you redeem him, he'll just go sell himself again. So So, won't the father just sell her again? No, he's not entitled to sell her twice. He's only entitled to sell her once. Now, Tosfos over here quotes that Rashi says that what does it mean, bal karche da'av? That if the father has money, we force him to redeem her. We force him to use that money. Frek Tosfos, then what's the kasha that... What What was the Gemara's kash when the Gemara says, yeah, but then she'll just go sell herself again. Then he'll just go sell her again. What do you mean he'll just go sell her again? If he still has money, we'll force him to redeem her again. So what kind of kash is that? He'll just go sell her again. If the idea is that Bal Karkei Dav means we're going to force him to use his own money to redeem her, then selling her again won't accomplish anything because we're vaita going to force him to redeem her. So it says Tosfos, no, Bal Karkei Dav means that if other family members want to redeem her with their own money, and the father says, no, let her be, we force the other family members to redeem her. That's what it means. We force the other family members, even if the father doesn't want her back. I mean, why doesn't he want her back? He doesn't want to have to support her. He doesn't want her in the house. Still, we force the other family members are able to force the father to take her back and redeem her in that way. Anyway, so says Gemara, this idea that she can't be sold twice, umani, who is it? Rabbi Shimoni. Detani, mok adam zbita liyishus v'shona. Person can give over his daughter for ishus more than once. L'shivchus v'shone. He can give over his daughter for shivchus more than once. L'ishus achar shivchus, and he can give over his daughter for ishus after he's given her over for shivchus. Avalo l'shivchus achar ishus. But he can't give her over for shivchus after he's already given her over for ishus. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shem shein al demokras bitul l'shivchus achar ishus, kachin al demokras bitul l'shivchus achar shivchus. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't give her over as a shivcha more than once. Obepulta dani tanayin, and it's subject to the machlokas of the following tanayin. Detanya, pasuk says, bivigdova. It's a question of how to pronounce it exactly. Kivan shepiresh taliso aleha shuvein rashi lemokra div Rabbi Kiva. The way Rabbi Kiva understands that pasuk is once the adon has done yiud on her, he's married her, the father is now no longer allowed to sell her. Rabbi Lozer Amar bivagdova, that meaning not bibigdo as in beged, but bivagdova, that lashon of rebellion. Kivan shebagadba, since the father has done something not nice to her, meaning he had sold her to become a shivcha, shuvein rashi lemokra, he loses his rights to sell her again in the future. So, Micah Mithli, what's the machlokas about? Rabbi Lozer Sar Yeshem leMesaris, Rabbi Kiva Sar Yeshem leMikra. It's a question: Do we focus on the Mesaris or the Mikra? Do we focus on the lashon of Beged or Bagad? Question: which is the Mesaris and the Mikra? Tosos has both versions of it. Depends on how you're goreis in the Gemara, whether the Mesaris is Bagad or Beged. So we'll just leave that up in the air. Rabbi Shimon says Yeshem leMikra ule Mesaris. Rabbi Shimon says that Yeshem leMikra ule Mesaris, that we value both. That once the father has either sold her for shivchus, or she's been married, the father's no longer allowed to sell her again. So that's why Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no shivchus achar shivchus, and there's no shivchus achar ishus. You don't have either of those things. So when the adon does yiud on the Amah Ivriya, does that make her an asur, or does that only make her an arusa? So nafkamina, the arshul tamil ala for nadreha. All the normal nafkaminas apply, whether she's his full-fledged wife, an asua, or only an arusa. Namely, does he yarshin her? If he's a kohen, is he allowed to become tamei to her if she dies? Is he allowed to be made for Nidreha without the father's help? Right? Is he the husband allowed to be made for Nidreha all alone? So what's the din? So the Gemara is going to have two rayas. Raya number one: Tashima bevagdoba kiven shapirish tal bebigdoba kiven shapirish taliso leha shuvein arashe lemochra. So we see that once the adon has done yiud, the father is no longer allowed to sell her. So even if the adon then dies, the father is no longer allowed to sell her. So he sees vuni de lo mazbin la hayud miyayid la, that he's not allowed to sell her, but he is allowed to give her over for yiyud. So Rashi says it doesn't mean yiyud over here. Tosfos also says that it means, but he is allowed to give her over for kiddushin, meaning the lashon of yiyud is lav dafka over here. So once she had yiyud once with her adon, even if that adon died, the father is allowed to give her over for kiddushin. He's just not allowed to sell her again. V'yamri yisun also, but if yiyud makes nisuin, so the first time she was with that adon, she was a full nisua to him. The father should have no entitlement to do anything with her. If a girl has nisuin, the father is no longer entitled to give her over for anything. Not erisin, not nisuin, not erisin, not shivchus. So what would that mean? So it must be elalav shrami, not erisin also. So it must be this is a raya that yiud only makes erisin. And that's why the father still maintains some rights in his daughter to give her over for future erisin if the husband dies before he has a chance to do real nisuin. Amram Nachman Yitzchak, so Nachman Yitzchak says, no, hacha b'kedushin di'al makai. No, over here we're talking about not where the Adon did Yiud. There was an initial kiddushin. V'achi kamer. This is what we're saying. Kivin shemasa aviyah l'mishin eschayiv b'sheiru k'susa v'onasa shuvin yachal malcha. Once the father is given her over for kiddushin, once, not for nisuin, not for yiyud. Yiyud might make nisuin. He's given her over for kiddushin once. Someone who's chayiv and her sheiru k'susa v'onasa. That's what it means. Big doba. Someone who's pores a beged on her. What does it mean a beged? It means he's chayiv in her k'sus. He's chayiv in providing her clothes. Like an arus is to his arusa, doesn't mean that he gave her over for yiyud to be a shivcha and adon did yiyud on her. Just means that he gave her over for regular kiddushin. Once he's done that, he loses the right to sell her as a shivcha. But if the husband dies, he can still give her over for a future kiddushin. That's all it means to say. So we have no raya from there. Second attempt at a raya. Tashima ein machlok l'krovim mishum Reb Lozer machlok l'krovim. Can he sell her to krovim? So machlokas Tanakama says no. Reb Lozer says he can't sell her to krovim. Krovim obviously are not allowed to marry her. They can't do yiyud because they're related to her. So can he sell her to in a situation where she's not going to be able to have yiyud? So v'shamet shemok almana kohen gadol grusha v'chalus l'kohen hedyot. If she's an almana, he's allowed to sell her to a kohen gadol, even though technically a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana or grusha v'chalus to a kohen hedyot. So hay almana heichidami. How could she be an almana and the father still has the right to sell her? Ilema the kaddish nafsha almana karila. If she gave herself over to almana karila, if she gave herself over to kiddushin the first time around, and then that husband died, she was a katana and she gave herself over for kiddushin, and the husband dies, and we call her an almana. When a katana gives herself over for kiddushin, we call her nothing. We call her a child who was playing and didn't do anything of any import, because her maisim don't count at all when she gives herself over for kiddushin as a katana. So that can't be the case of the almana that we're talking about. Velu de kitcha avia must be a case that her father gave her over kiddushin. Mi matzi mazmila, but then is he allowed to go and sell her? Ve'inod the mokros bidol shivcha sachar ishus. You're not allowed to sell your daughter for a shivcha after you already had ishus. It must be that we're assuming that he had given her over for shivchus and she had yiyud, and we're assuming, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Moshe Rishonos, lovely kiddushin itnu, that the initial money that the Adon pays for her is not kiddushin money. But the bottom line is, but if yiyud accomplishes nisuin, the father shouldn't be able to give her over for anything after that. So you see that it's erisinosa. That's the raya. So says Gemara, does that really solve your problems? Erisinosa. What do you want to say that it makes erisin? Vishavin shemochra. But it says that everyone agrees he can sell her to a non-relative. You're not allowed to sell her as a shivcha once she's had kiddushin. You can't sell her after ishus to a shivcha. So what do you have to say? That there's a difference between when she's given herself over for erusin and her father has given her over to erusin, right? By erusin dida, since he was not mekadesher, the father is still allowed to sell her. When it's erusin da avia, the father's already used up his chance. So you could say yud makes nisuin also, but the point is the father didn't make that nisuin, she made that nisuin. And since she made that nisuin, the father still has the right to sell her in the future if that husband dies. So it could still be that yud is nisuin osa. So says in Gemara, wait. Hi, my bishla, my erisin shiny. El nisuin mi nisuin mi shiny. He says, no, there's a big difference between saying that there's a difference between erisin dida and erisin davia. That there, in fact, is a chilik. But to make a chilik between her own nisuin and nisuin davia, that there's no chilik. Meaning, it is in fact a raya that yud is erisinosa, because there's no room to be mechalik. Once she had nisuin, she's totally out of the father's rishus. There's no room to be mechalik how the nisuin came about. So bottom line is, we come to the maskana, yud is erisinosa.